Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 334. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Michael Monroe. That song is called Old King's Road, and that's on his new album, Blackout States, which just came out October 9th on Spine Farm Records. Of course, Michael Monroe from Hanoi Rocks and was very instrumental in the early, I don't know, where does that fit in? You've got that dirty rock and roll, you got that punk rock, you got that glam, you got the hair metal, all of it blending together, and Michael Monroe is still doing it and still doing it so very well. And that album is great. In fact, it makes me want to go back and pick up the one that came out a couple years ago because I hear it also is just as good. And if you're into that dirty, sleazy rock and roll with all the punk rock attitude, then I think this might be something you enjoy. Anyway, hello, welcome to the podcast. Let's see, a very weird set for you today, but all of it good. So here's a track by Martha. This song is called Chekhov's Hangnail.
Over.
So we did get a little bit of a lot of things there, starting that set off with Martha from Pity Me Durham in the UK with the song Chekhov's Hangnail. That is on the Radiator Hospital Martha split, which came out October 15th of this year on Specialist Subject Records. I think the 7-inch is promoting a tour they're doing together, but I just picked up the digital version and 4 good songs there. And then in the middle there was Laura Stevenson with the track Jellyfish, and that's on the album Cocksure, which will come out next Friday, I think, October 30th, on Don Giovanni Records. It's a fantastic album there, and tinged with pop in such interesting ways, though. So much to be said for the excellent songwriting on that album. And then ended things off there with Mammoth Life with the song Lights Out. That is from the 10-inch EP Vacation, which came out September 22nd on the band's own Satisfying Records. The band now based out of San Francisco. They were based out of Lawrence, Kansas for a long time. And this is the band's first album in many, first release in many, many releases that really speaks to how the band used to be so lush and wonderful. And they've refocused, and now they're starting to bring in some of that great songwriting there that just takes everything to the next level. And I'm very happy with that EP, very happy for the band, because there couldn't be nicer folks. I guess I should let you know the podcast works at this point. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad, whatever. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Jumping into more music here, because I'm in a hurry. There's things to do today. It's a lovely day. You should be outside enjoying it too. Hopefully it's still lovely when you hear this. Podcasting is weird. Things should always be live, but then, well, anyway. So this is a band called Shopping from London, and the song is called Wind Up.
Not a line of power. you, Alice Cindy Barber, and you know it's all because of you. It's all because of you.
Finally, I get it. It's been years. I've been listening to Peer Ubu and never really getting it and understanding the importance, but just it sounded like so much noise to me. But now I finally got it. I picked up Elitism for the People, 1975 to 1978. It just came out on Fire Records back in August. And it includes the band's first two albums, all of the EPs on their own label, and then a live set from Max's Kansas City in, I think, 1978. And finally, I get it. I understand it all, and there's brilliance in there. And that's one of those tracks there. That was originally recorded in 1978. That is Non-Alignment Pact by Peer Ubu. That is from the band's second album. But as I said, just picked it up on that new box set, Elitism for the People, 1975 to 1978. So good. Before that, we heard from Shopping with the song Wind Up. That's on the album Why Choose, which just came out October 2nd on Fat Cat Records, band out of London there. Definitely channeling some of that post-punk that Peer Ubu were so good at. How you can be both proto-punk and post-punk, who knows, but Peer Ubu did it. So much happening there. I'm about out of time, so let me go ahead and get the business out of the way. I want to let you know that you've been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast number 334. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the website, not much happening in the last couple of weeks, but I'm back in Kansas City, hoping to see a few shows, write some things up. And looking at shows, we've got a show tonight. Deaf Haven is playing at the Granada on the 25th. You can also see Leftover Crack playing at the Record Bar tonight. The 27th of Montreal playing at the Record Bar. 28th, Craig Finn at the Record Bar. The 31st, Bad Ideas are playing at Davies and with some other bands, of course. And that should be a good show, Punkaraka, on Halloween. The 4th, The Warriors are playing at Jackpot. And that should get me back out to Lawrence, unless I'm back in Boston, which may actually happen. But let's not worry about that for now. Let's talk about the Front Bottoms playing the 5th at the Granada. The 7th and the I guess it's now the 8th is Apocalypse Meow, first at Record Bar and then at Knuckleheads. Next week will be a very special podcast dedicated to that benefit of Apocalypse Meow, so you'll get more information on that next week. Parquet Courts playing the 11th at the Bottleneck. The 17th, Glenn Hansard is playing at the Uptown. The 18th, Venom is playing at the Granada. All hail Satan. The 20th, Iris Dement at Knuckleheads or Darwin D's at the Riot Room. The 24th, Corrosion of Conformity is playing at the Riot Room. The 27th, The Good Life at the Riot Room. And the 30th, Get Up Kids at the Record Bar. And I believe that is with Josh Berwinger Band as well. So gives you a look ahead, you know, 5 weeks out there, 6 weeks, something like that. So let's go ahead and wrap things up. One track left. This is a track by the Vulgar Boatmen. If you're not familiar with this band, you probably should be. While I claim them as a Bloomington band of my beloved Indiana University, the reality is they were kind of a split band. The band was based out of Gainesville, Florida, and that band had a songwriter that they worked with in Bloomington, Indiana, and that songwriter had a band, and then they wrote songs together, and then the band that was Vulgar Boltmen in Gainesville played them, and then the band in Bloomington decided to change its name to Vulgar Boltmen as well, and it played them. So you had a band in Florida that was kind of the recording band, and a band in Indiana that was the live band, and they were the same band. Isn't that weird? Kind of interesting. Anyway, definitely around and doing wonderful things in the mid 80s until, you know, maybe very early 90s. Definitely fitting in more with, I think, probably the Florida scene, or more importantly, I think a little bit further north in with the Georgia scene, definitely REM, Pylon, kind of feeling that way to me a bit. Very good stuff. So I'm going to play one track for you here. This is on the newly released You and Your Sister. Just will come out on November 28th, I think, of this year on Time Change Records, but originally released in 1989. This was the band's first proper release. I think there were a couple of cassette-only albums that may have been demos. I don't know. But anyway, this was the band's first proper release. It was very, very good. And the track I'm going to play here is Drive Somewhere. And it should help you drive off into the distance with this podcast. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.